or listen in to 91.5 FM WMIE.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church. God bless you. Happy Thursday. It's Thursday, back on the air here. We're tuned in to WGOD. You are tuned in to WGOD. That is, God is always broadcasting. We're going to stop for the next 30 minutes, and we're going to sit under the authority of the Word of God. Let the Word of God speak. Let's soak in what He has for us here today. I thank all of you for taking 30 minutes of your Thursday to join me here, WGOD. Thank you for those that have tuned in to WWBC Radio at 6:30 a.m. and at 5:30 in the afternoon, and everyone on WMIE, 7:30 a.m., also rebroadcast at 5:30. There is a wonderful app for you guys to download. I encourage you to download it. It's been updated. It works great. It'll even work when your phone is in sleep mode or time's out. And that is either or both, I should say, WMIE and WWBC. They're available for a free download, whether or not you have an Android or whether or not you have an iPhone. I encourage you to download that. On Demand is available through that as well. It's a work in progress. We're always trying to improve what we're doing here at the radio station to make your listening experience as good as possible. Here at the church, islandcommunitychurch.net is the website of the church. More importantly than anything is our statement of faith is uploaded on there. Learn and hear and find out what we believe about Jesus, because that's the most important thing. What we believe and teach about the Son of God, that's available on our website. Our YouTube channel, same name, Island Community Church. You can subscribe to that, and these sermons will be available there for you to download or watch or share with a friend. The Sunday services and the Wednesday evening services are broadcast. They're streamed live on Facebook, Island Community Church. The YouTube channel only has the sermons, but the Facebook has the service in its entirety. So last thing, I just want to invite you guys to one of our services. If you enjoy this radio show, if you're looking for a new church for various reasons, maybe your pastor or the leader there never uses a Bible or opens up a Bible, or the Bible is not at the center and the forefront of what he is doing, or if you're new to the area, then I encourage you and I invite you to attend one of our services here at Island Community Church. You'll be warmly greeted by this awesome church family. Okay, on the radio here, we're going through these Sunday sermons. I'm in the book of Hebrews. This Sunday, my associate pastor, Darren Solana, will be preaching. And his sermon, as I look at the notes he gave me, is called Watch and Pray. It's going to be an awesome word. He's got more scripture references here than Kellogg's has got cornflakes, I think. Can't wait to hear this. Any sermon that's focused on the Word of God like that is an awesome thing. I'm excited to hear it. It's awesome for me to be able to sit on the other end and to receive instruction out of the Word of God. So that'll be this Sunday morning. My associate pastor, Darren Solana, he teaches the Sunday school here as well, the adult Sunday school, from 9:30 to 10:15 Sunday morning. He's teaching this Wednesday night. He's in a series in Colossians he just started. So he's doing a lot of teaching. It's my right-hand man here, and I trust him implicitly to teach and preach the Word of God, and that's what he's doing here at the church. I invite you guys this Sunday. Okay, here we go. The other days on the radio, we're going through the book of Revelation verse by verse. This week, we're up to Philadelphia, known as the Faithful Church. Let me read the Lord's letter that he dictated to the Apostle John for the spiritual leader of this church, Philadelphia, the Church of Philadelphia, Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. Now to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, right? These things says he who is holy and he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, or behold, I have set before you an open door and no man can shut it. For you have a little strength, you've kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from or out of the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have so that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now today we're in the city of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, as it's known even here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The word phileo is another Greek word for love, and adelphos is the Greek word for brother, brotherly love. Now, the city of Philadelphia was 28 miles southeast of Sardis. That's where we left off at the dead church last week. It was located in an area noted for its agricultural products, but afflicted with earthquakes, which destroyed Philadelphia several times, most recently around 37 AD, some 60 years before this letter. The city was named for a king of Pergamos, Attalus Philadelphus, who had built it. The faithful church. Have you ever seen a church that is alive and faithful to Christ? Perhaps your church is. A church that focuses upon Jesus Christ. A church that makes Jesus Christ the center of its ministries and activities. A church that focuses on reaching and growing people for Christ. A church that focuses on teaching people to love Christ and to love one another more and more. This was the church at Philadelphia. This church represents all of the churches down through the ages that are alive and faithful and doing it right. Now, let's pick it up again here in verse 7. Now, well, I read angel earlier out of the New King James. Now I'm reading this out of my Bible. Now, to the messenger, Greek word angelos, messenger, not just the angel. It's not just someone that you can't see. It's the word for a very common Greek word for messenger, preacher, angelos, proclaimer. Even when Paul said when he was walking through Acts, when he found there an altar to the unknown God, it said agnosto theo was written on it, to the unknown God. Paul says him, this unknown God, he said katangelo human. That is him, I will preach to you, the unknown God. You got a statue for every false god here under the sun. The one over here that you put up, just in case you missed one, agnosto theo, him I will cat angelo, angelos, preach to you. That's what this word also means, preacher, speak, preach. Now, to the messenger of the church in Philadelphia, right? These things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, and he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. Well, there are some great more attributes and promises about himself. He who is holy, he who is true, he who has keys, And he who opens something and no one's going to shut it. And he who shuts something and ain't no one going to go behind him and open it. Now, what did he mean by this? The key of David. Well, he's quoting the Old Testament. He's quoting Isaiah chapter 22, verse 22. Let me read that to you. Isaiah 22, verse 20 says, "And then it shall be in that day that I will call my servant," this is God speaking, "I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and strengthen him with your belt. I will commit your responsibility into his hand. He will be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. The keys of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder. So he shall open, and no one shall shut, and he will shut, and no one shall open. I will fasten him as a peg in a secure place. He will become a glorious throne to his father's house." So he's quoting the Old Testament. I've said it before many times. It helps. It doesn't just help. We've got to know the other 65 books in the Bible to understand this 66th and final book. That's what he meant by this. He's referring back to something Isaiah wrote 600 years BC. But the key point to understand here is he's talking about authority, or similar to having the keys to the city, as we would say, right? So as God gave this authority to someone named Eliakim in the Old Testament, so is God giving the keys to not only the city, but he's given all authority to his son. That's what he means by this. He's got all authority. He's been given all the authority. All judgment has been given to him, we read in the Gospels. Also, we see the Lord is the ultimate fulfillment of many of these Old Testament prophecies. Key point, though, Jesus has the keys. He opens and he shuts doors as he chooses. And what do keys do, friends? Keys lock and unlock things, right? So, thus says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David. He who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. So these things says he who was holy. Holy means that's hagiosmos. It means to be set apart. Like you are. You are holy. He commands you to be holy, right? Be ye holy. Peter says, quoting from Jehovah back in the Old Testament, "Be ye holy as I am holy." So you have been set apart from the world as well. That's what this word means, set apart. He who is holy, so are you. You've been set apart from the world too. That's why you're different. That's why you're different than everyone else. That's why some people hate you. That's why strangers hate you sometimes. That's why others of kindred like spirit might be drawn to you, because you're holy. You're set apart like they are. That's why this evil world gives you an upset stomach, friend. It's because you have been set apart from this evil world. Then he says, "And he who is true." Jesus told Pontius Pilate, "I have come to bear witness to the truth. All who are of the truth hear my voice." That's John 18:37. So he's set apart, holy, and true. And he says, "I am the truth," he says as well, right? Isn't it refreshing in this evil world to know that you can go somewhere and go to someone and always hear the truth, even if it hurts? At least you know it's the truth. There's such a shortage of truth out here in the world today. Everything's lying is so stylish. Politicians are so corrupt. They rarely speak the truth. But Jesus Christ is truth. He said in his high priestly prayer, John 17:17, he said, "Sanctify them by the truth." Sanctify again, set them apart. See, not only, you see, Jesus prayed this over you. He prayed, he asked his Father to set you apart by the truth. And he is truth. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. This is why you have such a sour taste in your mouth for this world and all of the evil things out here in the world. This is why things make you cringe and they didn't before. Because you know what? Because Jesus' prayer concerning you is going to be answered. Sanctify them by the truth. Set them apart. Set my people apart. Place them over here in the opposite direction of where the world is. And that's what he's done. Jesus' prayer over you is going to be answered. He asked his heavenly Father to sanctify you by the truth. Your word is truth. So, thus says he who is holy or set apart, just like you. Thus says he who is true. Paul said, let God be true and every man a liar. Thus says he who has all authority. Next up here, I encourage you to contemplate this next awesome truth here. This goes to all members and people that are members of the faithful church. This is not just one church 2,000 years ago that's got no relevance for you today. This is for everyone out here that's members of the faithful church anywhere in the world. If Jesus opens a door for you, no man can shut it. That's the promise to everyone out here in the faithful church. If Jesus opens the door for you, no man can shut it. He wrote this to the pastors. First of all, to you pastors, members of the faithful church, I encourage you, be faithful to the Lord above all. This is one of these promises that he gives you here. If Jesus opens the door for you, no person can shut it. If God the Son opens a door of opportunity for you, no man, no demon from the pit of hell can close the door that the Son of God has opened for you. Like perhaps an opportunity to do something for his glory, naturally, not for yours, for his glory. That's why we're here. When he opens this door, no man can shut. Maybe like starting a food pantry. Maybe starting a radio broadcast. Maybe getting involved in a prison ministry. Giving some hope to the hopeless. Maybe starting or joining a visitation ministry. Perhaps some opportunity to influence some great man or woman or child with the truth. You know, I think of our food pantry here at Island Community Church, and I would hope and believe and pray that this is a faithful church. We sit under the authority of the Word of God. We do our best. Me as a spiritual leader, make it every aim to do what God says in His Word. Sometimes it's painful, but this is a hill I choose to die on. As the spiritual leader here, that when you come and when you visit Island Community Church, friend, that you will experience the presence of God here. And I put my life on that, that it's time to call me home when that doesn't happen anymore, that it's my ministry is over when that doesn't happen anymore. That I will, by hook or by crook, be the pastor of a faithful church. There's no other option for me. I don't care if there's just 10 people in here. I don't care. This is going to be a faithful church, by golly. It's going to be a faithful church. I hope that your church is the same. Look at this open door, the Lord Jesus. I mean, here with our food pantry. I remember a few years back, I've got this note on here, last time I preached this, that we had this great need in our food pantry, and we prayed for this particular need, and it was for a particular item at church during my announcements, which did not go out on the air, so no one knew it except the people here in the church, and it was asking for something we had a great shortage of, that we had a great need of. I prayed about it on Sunday, and then on Monday, here comes a pickup truck loaded down in the back. And the back of this truck was loaded up with case upon case upon case of the exact thing that I prayed about during the service the day before. This is the kind of thing that I'm talking about. You see, when God opens a door for you in the faithful church, whether you're the pastor of it, whether you are a member of it, God has opened up a door. Jesus, the head of the church, has opened up a door that no man can shut, a door that he opens. You will be victorious. God will see to it that you have everything that you need to carry out his will here. These are the promises for all of you that are members of the faithful church. I like to say that you have a blank check from the Son of God for ministry. Everyone, all of you pastors and people that are in the faithful church, you have a blank check from the Son of God signed on the bottom in blood for ministry. You have an open door. No man can shut it. So let's get busy. Remember, when he returns, you'll give an account for what you did with a blank check. You're going to give an account for what you did with a blank check that's already signed, that's got no dollar amount filled in on it. You're going to give an account for what you did with a blank check. This church that I pastor is going to give an account for what we have done with a blank check. We haven't run out of money yet, praise God. We're going to give an account. I, as the spiritual leader, am going to give an account for what this church has done with the blank check that's been given to it. Falls on me. It's time to get busy, though. That's not a promise to the dead church. That's not a promise to the compromising church. This is a promise to the faithful church. There's no correction from the Lord Jesus for this church. They got a blank check from the Son of God, and he says, go out here and trade. It's just like the parable of the talents. One's got five, one's got two, one's got one, and he says, you go out here and do business. I'm going on a long journey, and when I come back, we're going to take an account. We're going to see what you've done with the stuff that belonged to me that I gave you. But don't let that motivate you. Let the simple fact that you've got a blank check from the Son of God, let that motivate you. God's on your side. Let that motivate you. You're in a faithful church. Let that motivate you. Jesus has opened a door for you in ministry that no man or demon or government can shut. Let that motivate you. God is for you. Let that motivate you. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law, he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. Then he says this, Psalm chapter 1, verse 3, it says, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. So count me in. How about you? Talk about having a blank check from the Son of God. Whatsoever he does shall prosper. Who is this promise to? He who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. That is, he who's not going to listen to the evil people out here that are trying to get you off a track from all the good that you're doing out here. Blessed is the man, blessed is the woman, blessed is the child who's not listening to the ungodly, nor is standing in the path of sinners, nor is seating in the seats here of the scornful. But instead, he delights in the law of the Lord. We can call that he delights in the word of God. In his Bible, he meditates day and night. That person will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and the Midas touch, that is, whatsoever he does shall prosper. Imagine having a blank check from the Son of God and filling in that blank check with $10. Really? Gee, what great faith that you have. If that check was addressed to you, friend, what would you write in it? What would you write in the blank check signed by Jesus Christ? You know, we'll close with that thought here today. What would you do with the blank check if the Lord Jesus wrote you a blank check that he signed, a check for ministry, and said, you fill this in yourself? What would you put in there? What would you do? The sky's the limit for the member of the faithful church of Jesus Christ. Book, chapter, and verse. Hey, that's Revelation chapter 3, starting in verse 7. We'll end it there for today. We'll pick it up right here tomorrow with the Lord's letter to the pastor of the faithful church at Philadelphia. You are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
I believe in God the Father. Do you go somewhere after death, or do you just die?
That's a pretty heavy question, but Billy Graham knew where you could find the answer.
The Bible teaches that there's something in man beyond the body, and the Bible calls it soul. The soul is the essence of who you are, your mind, your emotions, your will, your personality. There is an eternal destiny for every soul, and it's determined by the choices we make here on earth. The loss of a soul is tragic because death renders it permanent for all eternity. The good news is that God offers eternal life to every soul.
You can have that assurance when you begin a relationship with God's Son, Jesus Christ. Want to find out more? Go to findpeacewithgod.net. Then once there, click on Begin a Relationship with Jesus Christ. That's at findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.